Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming right up, but first I'd like to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. During the decades since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, the Superdome has gone from being a symbol of the disaster to a symbol of the city's recovery. We take a deeper look into why sports so often become a city's rallying point after tragedy. Also, an Australian rugby player takes on the NFL. Foaling, that's a combination of football and bowling, wins over fans in Detroit. And a writer spends a whole year trying to dunk a basketball. It's been said that we value what the best athletes can do precisely because we can't do those things. Bill Littlefield has been thinking about which of the things he can't do is most impressive.
I spoke with a guy this week in his late 30s who had spent a year trying to prepare his body, mind, and spirit to dunk a basketball. He believes the dunk is the most exciting single act in sports, in part because it dramatically discourages the dunker's opponent. Maybe he's right, but maybe not. What about the goal that comes via bicycle kick? Surely that acrobatic move in which a soccer player launches him or herself into a 180-degree spin and kicks the ball into the net while the top of his or her head grazes the turf deserves some consideration as the most exciting single act in sports. And what about the hole-in-one? The drama builds as the ball drops onto the green, spins back precisely as intended, trickles ever closer to the hole, and then drops in as if it knew where it was going all along. Surely the hole-in-one is as discouraging to an opponent as a dunk. Then there's the walk-off tape-measure home run. One moment everybody in the stands is concentrating on home plate, where the next chapter in the tense contest between the pitcher and hitter will be enriched or settled. And a moment later, everybody's gazing at some spot beyond the field itself to see where the batter's definitive resolution of that duel will fall to earth, or whether it will. What's more discouraging to a pitcher than seeing his curveball become the prize sought by scrambling fans 400 feet away? And consider the elegant backflips turned sometimes in multiples by young women on the balance beam. What bargain do they strike with gravity that enables them to toss their feet over their heads and then land softly on those same feet? How do they make it look, if not easy, at least natural? Ted Williams is alleged to have maintained that squarely hitting a round target in motion with a cylindrical object is the hardest single act in sports. But did he ever try throwing his feet over his head and landing gracefully on a board 4 inches wide, all the while smiling as if it were great fun? The smiling part might have been the greatest challenge for Mr. Williams. Anyway, whether dunking has it over all or even any of these unlikely triumphs seemed an appropriate question to entertain toward the end of the summer, and now I've done it. Feel free to weigh in.
Do you have a candidate for most impressive sports feat? Let us know at onlyagame.org, or you can respond on Facebook or Twitter at onlyagamenpr.